Lots of kids are going to line up for that.
That's right.
Yeah, what fun. Yes.
Yeah. And then we go on to Saturday the 14th, and we've got quite a few events happening this Saturday. So come on down to Red Oak and enjoy some time here. From 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Walnut Creek Acres will have their holiday open house right here at the Chamber office in downtown Red Oak. Then from 8:30 to 11 a.m., you can have breakfast with Santa at Fountain Perk. It's a little coffee shop here in Red Oak in downtown Red Oak. And then at 1 p.m. right here in downtown Red Oak again, we will have our third drawing for Red Oak Bucks. We will be giving away $100 in Red Oak Bucks this Saturday at 1 p.m. in Fountain Square Park. And you do have to go around and register at participating businesses to be part of that drawing. But there is no purchase necessary, but you must be present to win. And then at 2 p.m., the Red Oak Grand Theater, they host holiday free merchant movies. This week's movie will be Christmas is Here Again. And, again, it's free. You just need to go to participating businesses to get a free ticket to be able to go to that show. And then we end the evening with some holiday music concerts by the Red Oak Middle School and the high school vocal and band at the Red Oak High School to round out Saturday, December 14th.
Jody, we talk often about, you know, all the money that we think we have to spend at Christmas. You just said free. I'm not sure how many times.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah, yes, it is. So we can have a great time while we're out there shopping and doing a few other things and enjoy. Now, when you say Fountain Square Park, is that the correct title?
Yep, it's our park in the middle of downtown Red Oak.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Red Oak is similar to some other towns where that courthouse and everything was right in the middle and everything was built around the square. And it's, you know, it's kind of nostalgic, but it serves a very functional purpose.
That's right. It does. And we love to have our beautiful park right in our middle of our downtown. It makes a gorgeous downtown in the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand we just missed the home tour.
Yes. Unfortunately, our Victorian home tour, Christmas tour, did happen last Sunday, the 8th. But the homes are always there for people to drive by and view. And during the holiday season, they always decorate them to the hilt. So it's called our historic tour of Red Oak and Heritage Hill.
And where do they find a map for that? Because I'm sure there's a map.
Yeah, you can come to the Chamber and Industry Association office in downtown Red Oak and pick up a hard copy of the map. Otherwise, you can find it online at touchstonearts.com.
All right, touchstonearts.com.
Yeah.
Because people could do that any time of the year. Of course, it's special with all the Christmas decorations, but in the summer, you know, there's lots of shrubs and bushes and trees and so on, so it's good anytime. You know, I have to tell you, Jody, long ago history, I taught in Red Oak for a couple of years, and it's a fascinating town. As I recall, and you probably know this history better than I do, one of the reasons that there are so many large, magnificent homes is that it was a really high-volume railroad town.
Correct. That's correct.
And so people, of course, were making money because they were working with the railroad, and one of the ways they spent it was to build these magnificent homes.
Yes. We were a stop on the railroad way back, and that's how we've started. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Any other bits of Red Oak history that you want to pass on? Do you know why it was called Red Oak?
We're called Red Oak because of the Red Oak trees that line our Nishnabotna River. And originally we were called Red Oak Junction because of the railroad. And then the citizens of Red Oak voted to drop the word junction, and that's why we're called Red Oak now.
All right. See, I learned a bit of history this morning, too, because I didn't know about the junction thing.
Yeah.
But it is a really neat place to come and visit and see all those homes. And they're kind of in one area. I mean, you don't have to drive miles and miles to see all these homes.
Nope, not at all. And most of the time during the summer season, there's a lot of people that walk the tour. So
sure.
To be able to see them up front.
Good point, Jody. Let's get out of those cars and do a little walking.
That's right.
Yes. So let's look ahead even a little further in terms of, we talked about Christmas, but, you know, after Christmas, maybe you take a little break, but probably not much before you start in and all the 2014 activities.
Yeah, and we have a great program here in Red Oak. It's called Leadership Red Oak, and it's a 9-session class where we just kind of we go out and explore Red Oak in Montgomery County. We learn about the history. We go tour industries. We learn about the hospital, the school district, and we'd love for anybody that wants to learn a little bit more about Red Oak or Montgomery County to be part of that class. It's called Leadership Red Oak. It starts January 16th. It runs every Thursday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon through Thursday, March 13th. Again, it's a 9-session class, and it's just a great way to learn a little bit more about Red Oak and what we are all about.
Yes, and, you know, lots of people need to know that. Do you think, well, that's for business folks, but everybody could benefit from knowing more about their hometown and helping to spread the word to others and giving them a bit of background when you have visitors. Any other, I'm thinking about when I mentioned visitors, are there any events then through the year where you really want to pull in people from a lot of places with buses and et cetera?
Well, we have a great lineup of events throughout the year, starting, you know, kind of in March with our Southwest Iowa Farm and Home Show. It'll be on Saturday, March 15th, and it's just kind of a business expo for people to come in. And then we have our annual town celebration, which is Red Oak Junction Days, and it's always held the last full weekend in June. And then we, you know, again, talking about the Christmas season, we have a lot of Christmas events that we would like to have bus tours come down and take part in. We also have the Wilson Performing Arts Center here, right here in Red Oak, and they do community productions as well as bring in, you know, musical entertainment from around the world into the Performing Arts Center. So we have a lot of different reasons for people to come visit us right here in Red Oak.
Yes, and it was on my mind to talk about the Wilson Performing Arts Center because it is a wonderful center, and it operates, it's not just for performances. You have classes there, and people come and go all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, that place is busy, and if you ever need a place to host a meeting or an event, they open up the building for you to do that as well. But, yeah, it's not just a seasonal performing arts center. It's open year-round, and they have performances at least once a month, if not more. Most of the times it's more, but at least once a month they have some kind of a performance for the public.
Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that's a part of the Southwest Iowa Arts Group, that it's, although it's in Red Oak and you're very fortunate to have it there, that it really is supposed to serve, and it does, people from all over the area.
Yes, absolutely. And on that same token, is if you want to be in a community production, again, like you said, it is Southwest Iowa. So you don't have to be from Red Oak to perform in one of the community plays or productions. If you are willing to travel a little distance, you can come down and actually perform. So keep that in mind as you start hearing more about the Wilson and the upcoming season productions.
Yeah, we'll have to visit with them and find out what's in their schedule coming up because, again, they have musical, they have theater performances, they have comedians, all kinds of things. So we need to keep people aware of what's going on there.
Yeah, and if just really quick, if I can mention, their winter production is going to be next weekend, the 19th through the 22nd, and it's, again, it's a community play, and it's called It's a Wonderful Life, a Live Radio Play. It's held on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2:30, and it's going to be a great production, so make sure you come down and take part in that.
Mm-hmm. And website, where do people look if they want to find out what's going on in Red Oak, which may include the Wilson Performing Arts Center and these other events?
Yeah, you can visit our website, which is Red Oak, Iowa, and Iowa's all spelled out, .com. We have a community calendar on there, and as well as we have links to all these different entities like the YMCA, the Wilson Performing Arts Center, Touchstone Arts Council, things like that. So you can use our website to get to where you need to go.
All right. Well, just a reminder to visit, you know, we just need to take advantage of all of our communities. Of course, you know, Atlantic has their beautiful downtown lights, but every town is unique, and this is a great opportunity to kind of get around and visit some places.
Absolutely. And, yeah, we're not very far from Atlantic, only about probably 45 minutes to an
right.
hour, so
right.
Just a little jaunt.
Exactly. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jody Smith, who is the Assistant Director for the Red Oak Chamber of Commerce, for visiting with us enthusiastically about Red Oak. And until next time, here's a thought from Charles Dickens. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year.